With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The White House says naming a new Washington Commander Stadium after President Trump would be beautiful. More on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The White House said Saturday that it would be beautiful to name the new stadium for Washington's NFL team after President Donald Trump, following an ESPN report that an intermediary has told the Commander's ownership group that he wants it to bear his name. President Trump could deliver the message in person today when he is expected to watch the Commanders play the Detroit Lions at Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland. American veterans are scheduled to be honored at halftime. Under a deal announced in April between the team and the District of Columbia, the team will return to the nation's capital in a new stadium expected to cost nearly $4 billion. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Republican Senator James Lankford says the nation will soon realize that Democrats are keeping the government shut down for political reasons as they continue to vote against reopening it.
They were literally holding SNAP recipients and Head Start families and families in federal government service hostage until they won the New York City race for Mondami. Now they've accomplished that, and so now the whole nation's going to suffer the consequences.
Lankford, an Oklahoma Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Paul Tagliabue, who helped bring labor peace and riches to the NFL during his 17 years as commissioner, but was criticized for not taking stronger action on concussions, died today.
NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy said Tagliabue's family informed the league of his death in Chevy Chase, Maryland. Tagliabue had developed Parkinson's disease, was commissioner from 1989 when he succeeded Pete Rozelle to 2006. He was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame as part of a special centennial class in 2020. Current Commissioner Roger Goodell succeeded Tagliabue. The Miami Dolphins and Minnesota Vikings held a moment of silence for Tagliabue and Marshawn Kneeland, the Dallas Cowboys defensive tackle who died on Thursday. Tagliabue died Sunday from heart failure at 84 years old.
This is SRN News. A female hockey player calls it quits.
Rachel Stoneberg doesn't want to play against men, and under the law in Minnesota where she lives, she would have to. The Women's Hockey Association of Minnesota has several men playing on its teams, and Stoneberg, in a social media post, says it's time to draw a line. Writing on X, Stoneberg says of the league, quote, "They do not care about my safety or the sanctity of the sport. I can no longer participate in a league that does not care about me." Michael Harrington reporting.
A Dutch venue has canceled a historic Hanukkah concert because one of the singers is connected to the Israeli army. Amsterdam's Royal Concert Hall is ending 10 years of Hanukkah concerts over Shai Abramson, a retired IDF member who serves as the army's cantor. The concert series was first revived in 2015, 70 years after it was halted by the Nazis during their occupation of Holland. This is SRN News. Yes, you do need to clean that refillable water bottle.
You're probably not cleaning your water bottles enough. Just because it's only water doesn't mean it can't get grubby. Water bottles pick up germs from our hands and mouths or when we share. Here's how to clean your adult sippy cups and how often you should do it. First, denture or retainer cleaning tablets. Turns out doctors recommend them for water bottles too. For a weekly deep clean, you can pop one in and let it soak overnight. Next, the dishwasher. If your water bottle is dishwasher safe, you can take it apart and run it through. Last, the classic soapy water scrub. A good daily wash with warm soapy water keeps away germs that are growing on the inside.
Science writer Adithi Ramagita. The famous Rockefeller Christmas tree has arrived in the Big Apple. A 75-foot Norway spruce weighing 11 tons made the 150-mile journey to Midtown Manhattan from just outside Albany yesterday. Scaffolding will be putting up the 50,000 lights. More details, srnnews.com.